You text him? I got to get on Snapchat, Gary's reaction of this reveal. It's so exciting for me. We have Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman in the studio.
A lot going on.
Sherman's already seen it. Gary Dieter hasn't.
Somebody doesn't have a blue mohawk
Where's he at? Here we go.
Oh, my God. A Scooter Boy?
Yeah, Scooter Boy, all right.
Yeah. Get in here, Scooter Boy!
Come in here, Scooter Boy.
I've been waiting all week for you guys to see this. We have zooming up and down the hall. Get in here!
He's excited.
He is. He's so excited to show this to you. Like a little boy, he wanted to show his friends his new scooter.
New scooter, he just got it.
He's so excited.
What'd he do?
Yeah. He just got it.
Oh, that's the stat. You got to wait to hear. There he is. There he is.
He actually
look at him.
He was stopping a mugger.
Look at that. Here he is, ready to do an hour of radio.
Someone was getting mugged on the street, and Nate stopped him.
No. All right.
Oh, you're taking video now?
Yep. Sure I am.
What's up, Dieter?
What happened to you, man?
So I was in D.C., and I, on a Segway with my wife and I were on a Segway tour, and we're cruising down the mall.
On separate Segways, just to make sure everyone knows.
That's true. We were on separate Segways, trying to be safe. And I see this guy try to snatch a purse off an old lady.
No.
So I jumped off of this, you know, while it was going full speed.
Nope. I don't even believe it.
Okay.
I want to believe that.
Let's try the truth now.
I was on a Segway.
He's taking a tour of Washington, D.C. Yeah. Didn't want to walk. Right? You wanted to zoom up and down.
I wanted to see as much of the Capitol as possible in a short period of time. You know, we had limited time there. People had told me that the Segway tour was a great way to see the whole mall and all the monuments and everything.
So what happened?
I hit a broken off, like, fence post that was sticking out of the ground, and it threw me off the Segway, and I broke my leg.
Oh, man. He said he went flying in the air, and then the Segway landed on top of him.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way.
Yeah,
it's Washington, D.C.
Right.
Can you use your connections to get the video for
him? A couple phone calls.
Just at least make the phone calls.
We'll make a couple phone calls.
Were you embarrassed?
What do you think? I finished the Segway tour on a broken leg. I was so embarrassed. I just didn't want to even admit that I was hurt, you know?
A broken leg or ankle?
It's my tibia, the bottom of my tibia. That's your leg, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's your leg.
Something.
I feel bad.
Did you the next day, or was the last time there?
That was Sunday.
So did you call? You called Saturday's game?
Yeah, I did. I'd already done the game.
Oh, okay.
Basically, because we were flying home, and that was why we did the Segway tour, because we were flying home Sunday, like afternoon. So we had a certain amount of time in the morning on Sunday to see the sights, so to speak.
You saw some sights,
and
we saw it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Saw stars.
Yeah.
You had to go to the hospital?
I flew home, freaking hobbled through the airport like an idiot. And then my wife texted me on Monday and said, you probably should
finish the story. You come in here, and you're hobbling around.
On Monday morning, yeah.
And I tell you, I said, you need to go to the doctor. You did something. Jake said the same thing, and you.
I didn't want to believe.
Just
it.
Just totally dismissive to our concern.
Yeah.
And then later on, he sends us an X-ray. I broke my.
So it's kind of interesting if you Google Washington D.C. Segway tours crash.
It comes
is there a bunch of them?
This is not an uncommon thing. Oh.
I thought there was going to be one about him.
Maybe I should have done a little research.
I'm looking. On the top of this is the first comment on TripAdvisor.com. Segways are dangerous.
Did you wear a helmet?
16 of
I
us
did have went, a helmet on. Yeah.
16
I
of did. Us went on a Segway tour of D.C. There was a brief introductory video of the possible dangers, following by a brief training session. The dangers were downplayed by the staff.
Is that all true?
Not an athlete, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you have? Was there a video?
We watched a safety video.
Were the dangers downplayed by the staff?
I don't know. I mean,
we started our tour, and an hour into the tour, I was hit by another Segway and fell. I lost consciousness as was taken to GW Hospital ER with facial lacerations.
You're lucky.
Did you have to sign a waiver?
We signed some stuff. I don't know. Did you ever read those things when you sign them?
you might want to.
I might want to in the future.
You might want to now.
Yeah. I mean, it all seemed very, very fine, and everything was good, and I was zooming down, and I didn't realize there was going to be something sticking out of the ground that I, you know, would crash into.
Got to be better next time. Man.
There's not going to be a next time. Yeah, I'm not going to ever get on a...
Just walk. Yeah,
you're walking tour.
Maybe take a bike.
You're old. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Just walk. Just walk.
Just don't
no bike.
I could probably hurt myself walking,
just
too.
Just walk and look at things.
Not as bad.
Scooter. Electric scooter.
It would take several hours to walk the mall in D.C. if you wanted to see the site, the monuments and everything. And so that's why we did it. It was obviously not the right choice.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say so.
It's always
How
nice.
How long in that boot?
Don't know yet. I see the orthopedic guy today.
I really think they should probably cast, you know, that whole
all the way up to the hip. Yeah.
Just to make sure there's no.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's convenient. You know, it's nice to not be able to walk anywhere.
Well, I'd be concerned with, you know, with your growth plates. They're probably not closed yet.
Now, how are you going to get a wheelchair at the airport when you go this weekend?
I'll probably just use this little,
you sure?
little thing. I need to call them to find out what you do, like, about, because I'm this next trip I'm going on, I'm gone for like 9 days, so I got to take a big bag. So I don't know how I'm going to lug that around. I guess you probably call somebody there and they
No, you have to do it yourself.
The big bag.
I want video of you with the big bag
on the
scooter.
I think with this thing I could have one. There's a decent chance I crashed this scooter and hurt myself. That's almost happened.
On the scooter, dragging the big bag. Yeah, I think you should do that.
Happen, actually.
Absolutely.
How'd you break your other leg? Well, I...
yep.
You can probably fly with that thing in the airport, though. Those nice floors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, I'm going to try not to go too fast.
See what that thing can do.
Now, go walk. Yeah. Like, just slow pace. No, not for us, but for him.
Yeah. That's one of the good things about it is also getting to retell the story over and over again about how you broke your leg in the dumbest way possible. So,
well, how about Messi, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was, I guess somebody was big time in Steven at the game, I heard.
Tried it.
Did he do it again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
pretended
he did.
He didn't know his way around Arrowhead.
No.
I don't know what low. What's, is that a suite level? Where am I?
I didn't know the location. I knew where. I knew it's on club.
You did it again?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Did you throw Beasley out of any suites this time?
I actually brought Beasley into my suite. Not my suite.
You made it up.
His suite.
I got Beasley in there.
You got it in there, good.
Okay.
Good.
And then Pat knew who he was. Like,
yeah. So,
good.
So I'm there.
I don't know.
You surprised with that?
I didn't know they ever met.
Yeah,
he kicked them out of the suite before.
No, you kicked them out. Continue.
So I'm there.
Yeah.
And Todd Lebo's by me.
Yeah.
I get
that could have been the issue, though.
Famed restaurateur Michael Garozzo. He's asking for Gary Jeter. Because up on the, did you see what happened on the monitor?
I saw. I think it was you that might have sent the picture in the group.
Right there. Look up. It says Patrick Mahomes, minority owner, and it's a picture of Gary Jeter up in the monitor. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Real quick, what are you doing in that picture?
I was flexing. I was just doing this the whole time.
Oh, okay.
So we all see it where we are. We go, hey, wait, Dieter's here.
Yep.
It's all right. And so I sent this to him. And I said, I told him where I am. I said, hey, I'm a big soccer guy now.
Yeah.
And he said, where's that at? And I told him, I told him the location.
Yeah, club level is 200.
Lebo wants to see you. And he says, where the F is that? I gave him.
Yeah,
the exact location.
That's club level.
And I said, right above the tunnel where the players run out, in the corner. Is that club level? All these questions that are obvious. And there's he just.
I haven't been to Arrowhead.
He didn't
want to
go. He didn't want
to. No, he just wanted. Didn't want to go. Well, to his defense, though.
Right.
You probably shouldn't have told him Lebo was there.
Okay. Well, that's fine. and look at here. And then I said, Mike Garozzo was there.
Garozzo's awesome.
And here's just. You see me inviting him to where I am.
Yeah.
You sure as hell don't see anything there. Well, hey, why don't you just come over here where I am?
Yeah, come
and
say hi
hi
real quick. Right. Yeah.
You got your daughter with you? Come and say hi.
You're letting Matt Beasley in?
My daughter's there, and she goes, I'd like to meet Gary Dieter. I said, okay, I'll tell him to come over here.
Yeah.
But no.
I'm telling you guys.
And then nothing after that.
Put it this way.
I left after that.
I'm busy photobombing.
UFC 300.
This weekend... He has to come to a game, and he only has four. He has to come to a game because this is April.
Jess is a real ball player.
Yeah, unless we're gonna have to think something else. He has to come to a game.
You knew where we were.
I don't know where.
But it's just not. I told you exactly where we were.
Yeah, but you act like I know if I just walk out, I know where to go. Well, I don't know that.
It's not like there's signs all right. over the building.
No, he does. It's in sequential order.
That's not exactly
wrong.
Me. It's
not labeled.
218.
No. Listen,
tell
that's not.
And I bet sure nobody in the building can help you.
He knows where it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Where do we sit in the COVID suites? In literally the same exact suite I was sitting in when I was there.
It's but not a real complicated labyrinth. Level.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at the numbers of the suites. I don't
but you can, though. But if I tell you the number.
All it takes is walking past two suites to figure out, okay, they get bigger going this way.
So let me I was a football throw away from you. I knew where you were. I was a football throws away from you.
Listen, boys.
It's okay to say you're big time.
A handshake or maybe share a beverage. That's all. I'm looking to connect.
Yeah,
we friends.
I was gone after like 5 minutes.
No, so I don't know about all that.
Oh, here we go again. We're gone. After
UFC 300. What are you talking about?
I don't know about that.
Chicken and pickle.
Yeah, we know that you went there. We know you went to chicken and pickle.
Did you see Messi's goal?
Yes, that was sweet. All the goals were cool.
Yeah,
but that was like the first soccer game I've been to where it was
second half, right?
Right. So he was there. I mean, he was there.
51 minutes in the game, right? Yeah. That second half. I'm asking. Right?
Yeah, he texted me at halftime. I said 5 minutes. I saw Messi.
5 minutes is 40. That was 11 minutes.
What?
Isn't halftime at 40 minutes?
45.
45.
So 6 minutes.
Well, 45, 50. So it was like 6 minutes extra time. So 51.
There's a lot of extra time.
My timeline's right. But listen, boys. It was a fun game. It was a good atmosphere. Traffic sucked. But the goals were cool for the first time in a long time.
You big timed them.
There was like, was there five goals? All of them were actually pretty solid.
Yep.
Was it enough to get you to go back?
Do I
want to go back and see this team again?
These are the kind of games Sporting usually plays this year. They score a lot of goals, and then they give up silly goals.
Well, if it's like that, I'll go, but I feel like I'm a...
You should go to the game this weekend. The one this weekend is going to be crazy because they're playing St. Louis.
Got a lot of housework to do this weekend.
Yeah. Is this just the circumstances, or do we have enough evidence that he will big-time people in these situations?
It's 100% fact that he'll big time.
So I shouldn't feel bad. I mean, it wasn't.
He'll big time.
It's not
anyone,
you.
Okay.
Anyone just because he doesn't feel like doing
it.
It was
more for my daughter. That's what made me feel bad.
Yeah. So. I mean, you're going to do it for the kids.
I feel like you'd have been right over there.
I would have come down.
Because, if you would have said, he wasn't there and he didn't do it.
So what are you talking about?
I would have come down. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't feel like I buried my location in a riddle. It was like, here's a number.
Listen, boys.
He goes.
The numbers go.
What I could have, should have, would have, who knows?
These guys are just.
He knows where it is, though. Right?
I don't know the suites.
He says you do.
I don't know the suites.
Did you at least like send him a text? Hey, man, not going to be able to make it.
No.
I left. I was gone.
But you didn't even say, like, hey, I just left.
Sorry, ran out of time. Couldn't make it down. I'm bouncing.
I'm going over to
Garozzo.
Meet
me at Chicken and Pickle. Garozzo was furious because that was a slight, according to Michael Garozzo.
Nobody disrespects Mr. Garozzo.
No, you don't.
That'd be sleeping.
You don't.
Either. Find out.
Don't disrespect.
He said, this is where Chicken Spadini ends. Gary Beer.
I just want Garozzo to come on here and sing a song for us.
He'll come and see you now.
He will.
He'd like to show you the song if you just look at it for once.
I've sat next to him and heard it.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd come and see.
I do want to give you respect though for stepping in front of Mahomes when he's on camera like that.
It wasn't stepping in front. They just put the camera on.
Yeah.
I was just standing
there.
Very
Chase Daniel-esque.
Hey, dude, just like the time that Stephen and I tried to get a picture, with Mahomes and you got the photo bomb in the background. I love it. I respect it.
He knows where a camera is, doesn't he?
I don't. I didn't know. No, I don't.
He knows where it's
on. Bullshit.
I just asked him if he does.
He's a big camera guy.
That's a skill.
It is a skill because you don't always know where it's coming
at me
from.
Like you don't big time people.
I don't. What are you talking about?
I've sought you out before and texted you.
Well, that's big timing because you're with somebody of higher stature than these guys on the celebrity scale.
I'm going to a soccer game. To watch a soccer game, I'm not going to meet and greet 100 people around the whole thing.
Watch soccer, give a little camera time.
Like you were hanging out, having a good time. Right. Like.
Halftime, I'm having a beer.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, I'm watching the game and
Messi?
Out. No, I got there like after, when the game started.
because there's traffic everywhere.
Yeah, I think what's lacking here is courtesy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not, hey.
Well,
hey.
Here, I'll apologize. Gentlemen, I'm sorry.
No.
Steven, I'm sorry. I couldn't make it up there. I feel terrible.
Couldn't make up there or go down?
I don't know.
You couldn't go down?
I don't know.
Were you in the suites?
Hey, I was in the broadcast suite.
I just think one little text,
right where he was.
One little text clears all this up. Like, hey man, can't make it. I won't be. I wish I had time. Wish
hey,
I could
I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm leaving.
Or I'm not comfortable being around Lebo. Whatever.
There's always.
I don't care about your daughter.
Right.
You know. Just. Yeah. You know.
I'm bigger than this.
Hey, let me tell you something. Here's the deal. Her tears will dry. That's fine.
Hey, you know, you got to learn that life will disappoint you sometimes as a kid. Yeah. That's a lesson to learn, you know?
You know.
Some of your heroes will let you down. You know,
she's like, why don't people like me? Like, it's not you.
I mean, I've been coming on the show for like 2 years, and he's never said his daughter ever wanted to meet me. So
well,
I don't
she's
know
in
where
school.
No,
she's busy.
I'm not hearing that.
She's wanted to meet you,
that.
You know?
You don't have to say it.
No,
if you say, hey, my daughter wants to meet you, I'm going to come. I'm going to make
exactly
an effort to come see
that
son.
That's exactly
How is it?
How was your watch party that you had to get to that apparently was more important than anything?
Did you stay the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, 250 people.
That's awesome.
Jam packed. Yeah, it was packed.
So, again, he didn't stay for. We just didn't bring
No, I actually left early.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you leave? Were you at least there for Gaethje Holloway? Where were you?
Gaethje Holloway.
So you made it to there for that.
And then I left. I always, if there's a girl fight, no offense, I'm probably leaving. Or I'm going to sleep.
That one in particular put me to sleep.
Yeah. Every time. I don't know why they do it on the main card. Just put them on the prelims, put the main cards, big fight.
This was the issue that I had with the construction of the card because there was no way that those two fights were going to be able to follow Holloway and Gaethje. Yeah. And it was like, how do you top that? So let's just talk about the good part. That was one of the greatest finishes to a fight I've ever seen in my life. Boxing, MMA, whatever.
Yeah.
Street fight, Northeast, anything.
Yeah, no, it was sweet. I mean, any time you get two guys that are, one, it was for the BMF belt, which is sweet. And then just the way the fight went out. And then at the end, it's like, it tells him to meet him in the middle, even though he's winning the fight clearly.
Right.
And just the way he can knock him out with 1 second. I mean, the whole place went crazy. Chicken Pickle was going crazy.
I bet they were going nuts.
It was funny because, I mean, I thought Gaethje was going to win. I mean, Max Holloway going up weight class to fight an elite guy.
A lot of people thought he was done.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Max Holloway when he fought here in Kansas City last year. He was the main event, and it wasn't that exciting of a fight. So I kind of fell off his bandwagon, and man, he got me right back on it. Now McGregor's fighting end of June, buddy. Come on now.
So here's the deal. Do you want me to?
Boxing's dead.
You're not going to push my buttons. Do you want me to get Michael Chandler on for this hour?
And what's funny? His manager was at Chicken and Pickle Saturday night.
Because I've got his contact, and we've been waiting for the fight with McGregor to actually be announced.
Let's get him on sometime.
So do you want to? Would you like? Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I do that? Should I risk having Michael Chandler on with Gary Dieter, or do you think it'll go sideways?
I like Michael Chandler. I'll be respectful. I still
I'm a Mizzou guy.
I'm a McGregor guy, but I mean, I'll be respectful of the.
Are you guy from Kansas City?
No,
St. Louis area.
St. Louis.
Chandler.
I'm a fan. Wrestler.
He's fun to watch. I mean,
he's all action.
That's why it's
a Mizzou guy.
Yeah,
I think he's going to wrestle McGregor.
But he can't be in a bad fight. Those two. It'll be a great fight.
As long as he doesn't try to take McGregor down, I'll be happy.
You think McGregor's got anything left?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't fought in, 2 years, so.
See those Roadhouse publicity interviews?
Yeah, he's funny. He's crazy.
Is funny the word that you would describe, or is he?
I mean,
he's on another planet, looked like to me.
Yeah, but he knows how to sell.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
But does he know how to win anymore?
I don't know.
Question.
Nobody knows. Until,
Jake, do you know?
June 29th.
I don't, but I would bet against it.
We'll see what are there early odds for it?
Look it up, Jake. I don't know. We'll see.
No way.
Okay, speaking of this, let's play this clip before we break. Speaking of guys that played at Mizzou, I'd like to get your thoughts. This is baseball, but this is we've all talked about post-game interviews and if you're pissed off, how you handle dealing with the media. This is Pete Fairbanks, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, who blew the save last night against the Angels and was being asked about it at his locker, and he had some unique answers for the media last night.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, you know, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Generally sucked. All yeah. kinds of different suck, is what he said.
It makes it better when you see the video of it, because his hair is pretty funny.
Yeah, all-encompassing suck, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had all the above. Sucked.
Pitchers are weirdos, though.
Especially relievers.
Yes. Most definitely.
Different cats in the bullpen.
Baseball struggles with
a specific suck. I thought it was like all
I mean, starting pitchers are different kinds of weirdos than relief pitchers. They're all weirdos. They're just weird in different ways.
I feel like a lot of those questions were asked by Nate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Man, I spent a lot of time asking questions like that after Royals games. 15 years.
You had to try to be creative to ask those questions.
Well, especially when you're covering a team that's losing 100 games, and they've lost 15 in a row, and you got to ask. I was not looking forward to going and asking questions after those games.
What I just heard you say is you'd like to hear some old clips of Nate asking questions in the Royals.
Home runs about the only mistake that you made. What pitch was it? What happened there?
It was a fastball. Yeah, anybody else have other questions?
Yeah.
Hard-hitting journalism.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
he wanted someone else to ask him questions.
I mean, right. No one wants Nate to ask him questions.
They're lucky I'm not a reporter for the Yankees right now, because I would have been roasting Aaron Judge the last few days.
Oh, really? What would you say to him?
Like, buddy, you suck. You got to be better, man. What's going on with you?
That would be an interesting approach.
Yeah, that would be a different kind of interview there.
Might get your credential.
This guy
loves Aaron Judge. This week he's talking about he wishes he could tell
he
him
did have
sucks.
The yeah. game-winning hit.
I was going to say, didn't he get the game-winning hit last week?
Yeah, after going 0-13 with 7 strikeouts. So.
Nothing's ever enough.
Were they throwing curveballs?
I mean, when you're the $450 million man, like, we got to be better than that.
Did you see that our guy, John Sterling, retired just out of the blue the other day? The guy that stole my spot at the dinner table.
He said he's done. He's tired. He's been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
So.
Tired of big-timing people in middle markets.
You guys have any issues with the way C.J. Stroud throws a baseball? He's taking some heat on social media.
No. What about he's a quarterback. That?
What do you think of that?
I mean, he throws it like a football.
Yeah.
He probably never played baseball. It looks like he's
never played baseball.
Right.
But if you...
How would you coach him up? Sure.
I would say throw sidearm.
I would just not... Don't throw the first pitch.
What do you have there, Jake? It looks like you were looking for something. What do you have?
I got to think this is doubly frustrating because you finally got to the three guys in your bullpen that you wanted to.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't get doubly frustrated, but it is frustrating a little bit.
Do you look at that as somewhat of a tryout for some of those young guys to see how they handle it, or you just want to kind of do what's best for you in terms of winning games immediately?
In terms of what? In your question, are you talking long term or are you talking today?
Well, I don't know. I just wondered how you view it.
I view it right now as a long term that I start looking short term every day. I want to win every game.
96 pitches is most he's thrown all year. Was that a factor at all, too?
None. No factor.
How good of an angle did you have on that ball by Gordon that looked like it was almost a home run there?
No, it wasn't a homer.
Now, you've been around a lot of baseball. Do you feel like a mindset develops or any kind of contagious thing happens when you start to pile up a lot of late-inning wins like this?
No, I mean, the guys have that attitude to begin with.
The fact that it was so in, he's so, been so consistent, does that make it any easier to digest this because you know you're
going to... No, it's never easy to digest a loss.
So...
I mean, you
got Nate versus Ned Yost.
You got a lot of clips there.
Ned Yost loved to. Hey, Ned, it looks like the sun's out right now. Would you agree? No, that's not out. It's up. It's not out. Like, he would find a way to disagree with
you.
Anything I asked.
Yep. Good God, Nate, what is wrong with you?
That was him?
Yeah. Do you have the one with the sniffing seats? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was probably the best one. You know.
Yeah, we were. It was like a comedy routine, like The Odd Couple or something. You know?
I could see Nate on his knees at the toilet just sniffing away.
What was that even?
We were having a discussion about asparagus. Wow. And I was like, he didn't like it. I said, but isn't it kind of fun how it makes your pee smell? And he's like, what?
I could see Nate on his knees at the toilet just sniffing away.
Asparagus makes your pee smell like right away.
Were you
and
on
he's
your
like,
knees
how do you even know that?
I'm why
like,
is he, why, yeah. was it, why is that fun?
You don't have to get on your knees to smell.
I feel like this segment could use a break.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah, well, let's get back on it.
Early line on the McGregor Chandler. McGregor's minus 118 and Chandler's minus 103.
I don't even know what that means.
It means McGregor's the favorite.
No. What? They're both, I mean, it's pretty, they're both negative. I mean, so no one's
no
plus.
Favorite?
No one's plus.
Minus 118, 103, 118.
Slight favorite.
There's a favorite.
Slight.
All right, Ned Yost. Like, no. Not a little bit.
I don't know what any of that means, but.
The interaction between these two.
Yeah.
Really.
These two, right. You know, and the thing is,
come on, Iceman.
He draws a line. This guy, because he's kind of semi-terrified of Iceman.
He should be.
You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
He's not worried about Nate.
The best part there, Gary just says that means McGregor's a favorite. No.
What are you talking about? Really. Minus 118, 103.
And then he points
like
it out and Jake goes,
minus or
slight favorite.
Slight favorite. They're both minus.
That's exactly how Ned Yost answered all my questions. I don't get doubly frustrated.
But I'm frustrated.
But I am frustrated. The long-term, short-term, he's like, I look at it long-term, short-term.
I don't look at it long-term. I'm looking at it short-term, long-term.
Did I tell you guys what free agent was in town yesterday?
Who was it?
I'll tell you after the break.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Look at that tease.
Oh, that's a pro. Yeah.
This guy is in radio.
Yeah. Big time.
Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Who was the free agent now? Come on.
Hold on. I got to think of his name.
Jeez. Oh, you work on that.
He made it up. He's got nothing for you.
Wow.
Sorry.
Betray the trust of the listener.
I took a picture of him. I'll tweet it out here soon.
You don't expect a tweet, guys.
So this is not, you know, we talk about players leaving and going to other teams. This is different, but the Chicago Bears have hired Ted Cruz as special advisor to the president, CEO, and chief administrative officer. He's been with the Chiefs for the last 12 seasons. And, somebody that we deal with, somebody that you guys deal with, or he was the vice president of communications. His son is plays for KU, right?
Football, yeah.
Yep.
Plays for KU football. And if you go back and look, like on the field after games, after the Super Bowl, after the playoff games, you always see him right next to Andy or right next to Mahomes or whatever.
Yeah.
And you guys had to work with him. Your thoughts on Ted Cruz leaving the organization?
Ted's awesome. I was always a big fan of Ted. Enjoyed working with him. This is good. This is going to be good for him. I think this is an upgrade, a promotion for where he wants to go with his career. He did an awesome job for the Chiefs, and I expect him to do great things with Chicago Bears and continue to move up the ladder.
Ditto. Didn't show him at all.
His son, T.J. Cruz IV, is a quarterback at KU as a walk-on. So it's fun talking to Ted about that. I know he raves about Lance Leipold, as you would guess, but Ted was a very positive energy guy. Always, you know, always has a lot of energy when he comes into the locker room and says hi to everybody and all that stuff. So I'm excited for him. Good opportunity, it sounds like.
Right on.
Hopefully the Bears don't suck.
Well,
I don't know if he has anything to do with that, but.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know what all these titles mean. Like.
Nor do I, but,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Just, yep.
Your guess is as good as ours.
Okay. The more titles you have, the better it is?
No, I think, in corporate world, for sure, that's what Nate would be
good luck
expert
with, right. Williams.
Corporate Nate, what does it all mean?
Well, usually a bunch of BS, you know.
Wow.
A bunch of titles.
Damn.
Yeah, I just don't know what the role is. Right. Like,
yeah. What's his title? What's it going to be?
He's the, I don't know.
Vice President of Communications or something?
That's what he was here. That's what he was here.
That's what he was here. Okay.
Thanks for, thanks for following along.
I can't watch it.
I read everything. I don't.
I didn't write that part well, down, man.
It's all right. Go back to sleep. I was,
I was trying to look up.
Surprised you're not laying over here with your leg up, or even like that you actually.
I should be elevated.
You actually came in to work. I'm surprised you didn't use this as an excuse.
Can he put his leg on your lap for the rest of this hour, Gary? Will you help him that, in that way?
No.
No. You guys ready for the NFL draft?
That's next week. We're doing the
so
show
we're
here.
Doing a 4 hour show
four
together.
Four hours.
The day of the draft,
Thursday.
Do we need those. Right, like we need some write ups. Me and Sean.
Whatever you, what do you tell us? What this guy right here, this guy can make it all happen. Anything that you think of, he can make it reality. He's that. Oh, I almost cussed. Effing good.
What are you saying?
Well, what do you, you, what, you know,
what do you want? We can get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, I was saying, like, do you want me and Sherm to have, like, a couple write-ups on some guys?
If you want.
No.
Come on, let's scout.
I'm not scouting.
Do you have any guests you could invite? You don't have to worry about Nate pissing them off.
6 a.m.?
It could be us. But then it'd be at 6 a.m. It could be at 7, 8, 9, whatever.
Next Thursday?
Basically anything but 7, and then we'll have Jesse in with the guys.
Yeah.
Is Buster coming on?
Buster's on Beyond 7.
You want Buster?
I do want
He's going to Buster will be here.
I was thinking about that as I was setting it up this week. I was like, it's going to be great to hear Gerrig talk to Buster. Now. Well, yeah, we've done it before.
Oh, really?
And it was electric.
And it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Well, he'll now obviously he'll text his dad and get questions from his dad to ask.
Buster didn't want to get off the phone. He just wanted to continue the conversation. It was so good.
Well,
Buster's great.
6 a.m. next week. I'll see you guys then. Be good. It's gonna be fun.
You gotta like we get on air at 6, so like maybe like 5:55.
Do you have any guests?
I'll be on time that early.
Sure, I'm not gonna order when it's won't answer me. Do you have anyone you'd like to book on that former teammate? Anything something that might be interesting to our listeners?
Get Veach.
Yeah, throw Veach on.
Veach will be busy.
Big Red.
Can't.
No, we are gonna have Nagy.
No, I can't say that on air.
Here we can.
He just did.
I was just kidding.
When? Friday.
Tomorrow.
On your podcast?
Yep.
You got any questions?
I got a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of questions. You know?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Be a good time.
So, I obviously, you have a good relationship with him.
Yep.
You're a Nagy guy.
Yep.
He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. Good dude. Hey, I hate to break this. I hate to do this right now, but I got community service at 9, so I got to leave.
Do you really hate to do this?
Community service, huh?
Just go. Just get out. Put your headphones
down. It's the excuses, really, that are unnecessary.
Big time again.
This is a school visit.
It's on brand.
I'm for the kids,
What
man.
School are you going to?
Tomahawk Elementary.
Oh, Tomahawk.
So what do you do with these visits?
Nice. Yeah.
What do you walk in there? What do you do? Like, hey, kids.
That went to Tomahawk.
Me and Matt Beasler, Sporting Kansas City legend, Nate and Katie's friend. We put on a pickleball assembly for the kids. Talk a little bit.
The kids love it.
Oh, man. I don't think we've had a bad one, buddy. We were just up north the other day.
Which one?
What was that school called? Gladstone? No, not Gladstone. That's what
maybe
the tornado
Gladstone.
Hit. It was, I'll tell
Smithville?
You.
Smithville?
No. I'll tell
not
you one.
So is it all grade school? Only grade schools that you do?
Element. Yeah, we like the Element. West Inglewood. West Inglewood.
Sure, why not?
That sounds right.
No, we elementary schools, man. Middle schools, nah. Those kids are too cool for us.
What about high school? You don't go to high school?
No, those kids are way too cool for us.
But those are the kids that go to Chicken and Pickle.
Yeah, it
the
is.
Kids love it.
Oh,
the kids at St. Thomas Aquinas, they wouldn't be too cool for
it. St. Pius X would have a spot for you.
Well, tell them to reach out. We'd be more than happy
I'm
to
reaching
come out.
On behalf of St. Pius X. Matt Beasley in there talking about the benefits of pickleball. You know, hitting the ball around,
teamwork.
Chasing each other around the gym for the kids.
We put on a show,
it.
Man. It's better
that's
than the Harlem Globetrotters. I'm telling you right now.
St. James? I know the president of the school is an avid listener.
You guys have my number. What are you guys?
Good guy.
I'm going to make the connection.
He's my
I want
advisor.
You guys to come watch one.
Really? I'll be there.
He was
I dive. Like, look at these scars I got.
Incredible.
Man.
Just leave.
So you're mocking me for being a bad athlete, and then you got actual scars on your body from playing pickleball?
I dive to put a show on for the kids, bro. What are you talking about?
I respect it.
And I get up after I dive and go hit another one between my legs.
So is it staged?
Amazing.
Sounds like you have the script.
It's kind
to
of
it.
Staged, but it's not.
It's a show.
Because Beasley, like, it's a Harlem Globetrotters.
Dude, Beasley's good.
He played one on one.
It depends on the day right now, buddy. Beasley's kind of.
What kind of gap is there between Beasley and you as far as skill level?
And Beasley's obviously ahead of you. So like,
Beasley's a better singles guy than me.
And doubles.
That's debatable.
Well, it's doubles is kind of based on your partner, is it not?
It is. Me and him are really good as a team, which is fun.
Yeah, that's good. Why don't you just leave? Because any you other, kind of ruined the whole
any other questions
of the show, and now I'm
no,
mad about it.
No, this is good. Any other questions?
No, we have no questions for you.
Are you going to book any guests next week for the draft?
I'll book two guests to make up for my last two
okay,
weeks.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I'm asking. You'd be about a former teammate. That'd be something.
We'll get some guys.
Show me what you got.
We can get some
guys. You're pissing me off. We'll get some guys.
Let's just cold call people.
Are you doubting us? You don't think we can get some guys in here?
I'm not doubting you. I know you can do it.
Oh, look at the ice.
I'm man. Skeptical.
7:30, 8:30. They're all open.
What time's Buster coming on?
Seven.
Seven to 7:30.
Seven sharp.
All right. We'll take some BP in the parking lot beforehand to get
our money. I'll throw some.
How'd that BP go with the curveballs?
Oh, buddy. That's awesome. That's
is
a story
he showing
for
up
next
to your
week.
Kid's game or not?
He has to.
Because I feel like he's trying to let that die down.
Or he has to,
like
he has to give me $200.
What day is this?
What?
It's supposed to be this week. He's got
he has to go this weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
It's one a month,
yeah,
right?
It's yeah.
He has to go
Saturday
this weekend.
Saturday or Sunday. He has to go to
let us know when
a 7U baseball game.
Yeah.
And is he trying to get out of it?
I texted him, last week when we had nine games. Yeah.
Texting him
between two kids
mean much. Doesn't help.
He responds to me.
Does he?
Yeah, he always does. Yeah. I don't respond.
Yeah, and I just put you on there so you can witness.
Yeah, no. I appreciate that. I'm here.
I'm not worried
I'm
about
here.
You.
And if I'm be a couple minutes late dropping the kids off, I'll let you know.
I need a witness to,
they actually saw what he said.
So,
when he doesn't show up.
Right.
Yep.
You've never slept through a show in Vegas, so we trust you. We'll take a break back after this on WHP. Lebo, you Sherm wants you in here, and you're like, Ask him if he felt slighted.
I was going to do.
Oh, I knew that Garrick didn't want any part of. When he said, "Oh, Lebo's down here," there's no chance he was coming.
Well, did you feel like, were you upset that he didn't like come down?
No,
and say
it was
hi?
Expected. If there's no expectation, how can you be upset?
That's true. So you know he's a big timer.
Absolutely.
But how about when he claimed he didn't understand the sections, what numbers?
That's what we were joking. It's the, where the other team would run out. Yeah. We're right above that.
Both teams.
Is that even
right
club level?
There's only one tunnel where you run out.
Yeah, there's only one.
And that's what we're right above that. So it didn't see. I felt like that should have unlocked the riddle.
Yeah, the pregame. I guess that's right. Yeah, you guys get announced there.
Right.
But at halftime, you go back up here, and after the game, you go to the behind the deal.
Beside the side entrance.
The tunnel. I don't understand the level. I mean, it was hilarious.
I mean, 200 is the club.
That's the club level.
But they go in order.
No, I know.
That's what I started telling him.
They just go in order.
Yeah.
But he was in a special area that didn't have numbers on it, I think. That was a very special suite he was in.
But he could just jump down and there's
all he had to do is walk outside.
In the elevator.
It's like when you get off the elevator at a hotel and it says numbers left, numbers right.
Yeah.
It's a circle.
Yeah.
Walk around the whole thing.
You could, we drove a golf cart around there a lot of times.
Back in the day,
they had golf carts up there. We weren't allowed to drive them.
Before you came to the Chiefs, the player's family lounge was on the first concourse. It was this kind of outer weird room. And for a while, that's where they had us sit and wait during the year before we would go do interviews. Before the practice facility was built.
Yeah.
And so we would sit there and you couldn't go watch practice or whatever. And we would just walk laps around the concourse, get a little exercise where we're hanging out there.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. But then they moved that to that player's family lounge is kind of like in the bowels now, like when you come out of the elevator or whatever after the game where you'd meet the family
right,
or something.
It's right next to the locker room.
Right next to the locker room.
Yeah, right behind the elevator.
A little bit different. And I guess that's part of that NFLPA vote thing. People don't, maybe not as swanky enough for some folks. I don't know. It's fine.
There's food. There's tables.
Family doesn't really usually sit in there to watch the game, right? It's just after the game.
No, it's just so you can go and get to get like
meet and greet,
walk on the field and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's different though, and it's going to stay the same because they didn't pass the vote. It'll all stay the same for now, right?
I don't think they were doing anything to the.
They were. I think they were going to try to probably make those things a little bit better. Oh, that's one of the things that the Royals, they lost their little family room, where they would like meet after games because there's not enough space there because they have so many more like people who work there doing analytics and all these like little things. They've taken like every little bit of space to do all that, and they have some female employees now. They have a women's locker room they had to make and all that stuff there for the Royals. So
a little different.
But no, to answer your question, not slighted at all. I have no expectation of Gehrig ever wanting to see me in public in any way. Although he was very nice to me at that college baseball announcement where they're doing the College Baseball Hall of Fame at the Prairie Fire. He threw up and it was nice. Oh yeah, it's nice because you know he was.
Yeah, no, I listen.
Surprising.
I'm coming to see you guys.
You should have been out there. Why weren't you in that suite?
I got things going on.
But nine baseball games. Did you guys win them all?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Both boys.
Any chance he's coming to a baseball game this weekend?
Well, he has to. I mean, he made the bet, and then we just.
Oh, he made the bet, but I'm up in the air whether he's going to do this or not.
Well, we have to figure out a way like that he has to, or he has to do something else.
That's up to you. You tell him.
You know.
You tell us, and we'll back it up.
He's going to, I mean,
dunk tank. Let's have him do some live reads.
If he doesn't show up, dunk tank. We rent a dunk tank.
Would you like him to do
dunk tank?
Yeah.
Would you like him to do some live reads for us?
No, I don't. We don't need to do live reads.
No, dunk tank.
No.
Live reads in the dunk tank, yeah?
If you make a mistake, dunk him.
Yeah.
No, we just.
We had one in the parking lot of the 810 zone back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get a hold of a dunk tank.
What was that for?
Man, I don't know. I remember sitting up there for a little bit, though.
Did you get dunked?
I got dunked a couple times, and I was a big guy then.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Some displacement.
You had to fill it up a couple times, huh?
The hose out. Over 300 back then.
Yeah, no, he needs to come to a game. I mean, he made the bet, and that's just what it is.
He should just want to come to the games to come to the games.
Yeah, it's good baseball.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Good stuff.
It's good baseball.
How many
good
innings are they getting in the time limit? At this age,
the 7U team gets probably 4 or 5.
That's not bad.
Or yeah, it depends on it's a run rule a lot.
Right.
For them, they just run.
As long
up.
As they're throwing strikes, that's
no.
Good.
It's machine pitch for the 7U.
Oh, perfect.
The 9U, we've been getting to 6.
Really?
Yeah, which
that's
is the
good.
Game.
Yeah, that's so. Good. Set through a lot of 2-inning 9U games back in the day when no one would throw a strike, and I would always tell the other coaches and stuff, make them swing, man. Nobody wants to come. No one wants grandma and granddad out here watching.
Yeah, but then
walk.
You're going to teach the kids the wrong habits, you know.
But still,
no strike zone awareness.
If it's a little bit close, freaking
yeah, we can't.
Swing.
We're not
it's
we're
Friday
not the same
night.
No, we're not the same coach. You go
9:00.
Up there and have a good professional at bat, okay? Go up there and have a professional.
I'm worried
at bat.
About my on base percentage. Just get up there and hack.
Should be.
Well, yeah, then you
part
strike out swinging because
none
you're
of these
swinging
kids
at balls.
Are playing professional baseball.
Teach them how to win.
Teach him how to read his own.
See, these kids can hit a ball on a Segway. That would show some
that would have really taken
some
shots.
I've seen
that
some
would be impressed.
Or he could ride a Segway.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job. You made it almost all the way through the tour.
I made it all the way through the tour. I finished the tour, damn it. On a broken leg. That's the kind of warrior I am.
Pump the brakes now. Pump the brakes. Wouldn't call
you should have
a
him come in and talk to the kids.
Yeah,
about playing through pain and
perseverance.
Yeah. No,
you tough it out.
No,
you stand on that Segway.
Not how many times you fall. Not how many times you get up.
They should have Gehrig and Beasley introduce you to the elementary school and have you wheel in there. Well, let's
did
talk
I quit?
That, right?
No, I finished that stupid tour.
Who put that pole there?
Yeah, he's yelling at the pole. Someone yelled. Yeah.
Oh no, Matt Beasler just texted us. Waiting for my guy at Tomahawk Elementary. Somebody is late.
He's always late.
What's the, yeah? On brand.
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Yes, you can.
Sure, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I can.
4 hours next week?
4 hours next week. Let's
draft
go.
Special. 4 hours of Dieter and Sherm. What do you think of that?
Three guests.
There we go. Back after this on WHB.